cafe has to have to operate.
I'd imagine coffee.
Yep, coffee's up there.
Pastries.
You reckon, you don't think there's any way you could run a cafe without pastries? That's the second most important
thing. I'm just going from the bottom up.
You could have said food.
What I'd expect.
Okay.
No, but pastries is the first rung. Okay. You could just do coffee and pastries. You're not going to just do coffee and a big breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. As your only two options. All that right. Doesn't make any sense. You got to work your way up to the big breakfast.
All right. So coffee, pastries, what else is
that's the entry?
I thought you might have said coffee, food, maybe a place to sit down, and cutlery.
No. Have you ever heard of a hole in the wall?
Well, okay, that's true. Well, that's true.
But coffee cart?
What I'm getting at is I went to a cafe the other day that was missing one of these fundamental ingredients.
Pastries?
No, they had pastries.
Oh, okay.
One of the other ingredients that I didn't think it would be possible to run a cafe without, these guys didn't have. And it made the experience, the dining experience, almost impossible. I'll let you know what happened shortly. But all I'll say is if I was the sort of person who went around giving one-star Google reviews, one might have been coming this particular cafe's way.
Coming up next, do you want $1 million? Well, you could get that coming up next when we give away $1 million idea.
We'll get to it after this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh long room. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. I'm not a shelter.
Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
We are giving away $1 million.
Idea!
Imagine what you could do with $1 million of
ideas
from us to you tax-free. It's Zach's $1 million
idea.
Some radio shows give away cold hard cash, not us, Dom. We give away something much better. An idea.
Yep.
A concept you can take and make as much money as you'd like.
That's it. Because at the end of the day, Zach, as you famously say, you give a man $1 million and you probably had a good 5 to 10 years in it.
That barely gets you a house these days.
Oh, mate. And you teach someone, though, how to use $1 million with an idea. They're rich for a lifetime.
Right.
That's how it happens.
We can only give this idea to one person. If you'd like it, give us a call on 13 1065.
Do you remember that time that you gave Jeff the idea for Amazon? That was a good one. That was $1 million idea a few years ago.
A website where you sell everything.
Yeah. It was a great one.
No one had thought of it.
No. And Jeff has taken that and he's made, look what he's done. This is what could happen to you right now on the show. So 13 1065 if you want this week's $1 million idea, which is...
Now, Dom, I've been thinking about your road rage recently, and I thought I can help.
Yeah.
Boo horns.
Okay. Firstly, when you say my road rage, I don't get that much road rage.
You get a lot of road rage pointed towards you. And I was thinking, we've only talked about the middle fingers, mostly.
Yeah.
Do you ever get horns?
I've been honked occasionally.
It's too aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Horns should be reserved for emergencies.
True.
That's why you need a boo horn.
Okay, is a boo horn something you press that just goes boo?
Boo! So let's say, like we were talking about the other night on the show, when you stopped too suddenly at a yellow light and the person had to kind of stop suddenly behind you and they gave you the finger. Now, what they could have done was the boo horn. Boo!
Okay,
so you get the impression, hey, they're not very happy with me. But it's not enraging. It's not going to escalate the situation. When you get those horns going, arr, 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 that just sends you into fight or flight.
This is a really good point.
You see red.
The horn is about anger. The booing is about humiliation.
While showing that you don't approve.
Yeah. But when you get...
Society, and if you get a few boos going...
Yes. Yeah. Like,
You can kind of get...
It'll take me back to my...
Oh, my goodness.
It'll take me back to my stand-up comedy days, if there's a few booing going on together. Look, it's got potential on that front, right? Because if someone on the street pulls you aside or on the road and yells at you, you want to yell back. It's like you get very angry. But if someone boos you, you don't get angry. You feel ashamed.
Well, here's the thing, too. Yep. It's about teaching people lessons, isn't it?
So
it's about, will they get road rage again? And I think with the horn, when you come back at them angry, that's really what they want.
Yeah, true.
Now, if you just come back with them with a boo, they'll be like, oh, this behavior is not accepted.
Could we have also a tut, tut, tut horn? What do you think about that?
What situation would that be used in?
Just like not quite the full extent of a boo, but you know, like maybe you cut in traffic a little bit. It's just like a
sigh.
Yeah.
The good thing about booing is it sounds a little bit like a foghorn.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, for all the people living.
That's true. It does sound like a boo, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that it helps, because horns are very disrupting to people's lifestyles who are just in their houses. You hear a horn going and you're like, oh, I'm trying to sleep. You hear a boo, you think you're by the ocean. Oh, a tugboat's bringing in a cruiser.
Okay, I like this. Now, on the steering wheel, is it like half and half? Like half, that one half is the horn, the other half's the boo?
I think what would happen after the boo horn took off, it would just become the horn.
Oh, right, okay. I mean, you wouldn't want there to be like a heavy accident where there's just like boo, boo, boo.
It's a tricky one. And the good thing about the horn is it's versatile. You can use a little beep, beep.
Yeah.
To say hello to someone.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the boo horn could do that. Like,
boop, boop.
That's good.
All right. Look, 13 1065. We're about to give this $1 million idea away to someone. If you would like to win the intellectual property rights to the boo horn, give us a call now. We're going to give it away on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Trying not to fall on the way home.
You were trying to wear me down, down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out, yeah. Cause there's still too long to the weekend. Too long till I come near your hands. Too long since I've been a fool, oh yeah. Driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild.
Wild, wild, wild. Hey, we're like you and I. Two blue hearts locked in our wrong minds. So can we make the most out of no time? Can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break. But I can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
We are giving away $1 million.
Idea!
Imagine what you could do with $1 million of
ideas
from us to you tax-free. It's Zach's $1 million
idea.
Here's the big problem with radio shows giving away $1 million, Dom. What do you do once the money's gone? Where are the stations then? Yep. That's why this show gives away $1 million idea. You can take that idea and make as much money as you want. It can only go to one person, though. 131065 if you'd like this week's $1 million idea, Dom.
That's it.
It's to solve your issues you've been having with road rage. It's a boo horn. No. The problem with the current car horn when it comes to interactions on the road is it's too aggressive. Yep. I think it makes the situations worse. Mm-hmm. No one's going to learn from their behavior with everyone just gets into a fight. However, if someone was driving in a way that you didn't approve, if you had a boo horn, people would go, oh, geez, I should stop tailgating. Seems like no one likes it.
Could you also have a sorry horn? I'm just thinking about this now. So you get a few boos and you can yell like, ridiculous. Sorry.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
How would that even work?
I don't know, mate. We're just throwing ideas around there about how we can communicate better on the roads. Just imagine that. You get a few boos and you hear a sorry back. Mm. And then you could have another one. That's all good. It's a whole vocabulary. But I guess we start with the boo, and we are giving this away on 131065 right now. If you would like the intellectual property rights to the boo horn, give us a call. We have Liv in Melbourne. Liv, you reckon you use the boo horn?
I absolutely would. I feel like it would be so disappointing to get one. Mm. Instead of like getting honked, you know, that just makes me angry. But if I got a boo, I'd be disappointed in myself.
Liv,
but I think we kind of
go on that
as well. And then we have like a yay horn for like when someone does something good.
Yeah.
Like we've got a finger flick that says thank you, but I reckon we have a little if they like let you in and they're behind you.
That's a great idea, Liv, because, we're only punishing bad behavior. But what do we know about raising kids?
True.
You've got to encourage and reward good behavior.
Yeah, okay.
And that we're not doing that on the roads.
Wait, so my idea of a sorry horn was absurd, but Liv's idea of a woo horn
because,
is great.
No, but that's possible for a horn because it's just one sound.
Okay,
whereas you want it seems like like multi-syllable words.
It's a good point. I've overshot.
And also sorry doesn't achieve what Liv's talking about.
So we got a boo horn and then what is it? A yay? Woo? What is it? What do
yay
we reckon?
And nay.
Yay,
woohoo.
What about woo and boo?
Yeah, woo, boo and boo.
And woo. I mean it might
woo,
be confusing.
Woo, 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 woo.
Which one did
woo,
I get?
Woo, 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 woo.
I
think
woohoo
would be good.
Yeah, woohoo. Yeah. Not bad. Well, Liv, you're up against Henry in Brisbane for this $1 million idea of a horn that boos you. Henry, why do you think you should get the $1 million idea?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Listen, I reckon this idea has legs to stand on, but I'm here to tell you how it can take flight. I see no need for just a singular boo horn. I think we should have a full arsenal of beeps in the car. We could have a DJ trackpad of all kinds of sounds.
Yep.
We can play whatever we need to.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind this.
I do like it. The issue would be, I'm thinking immediately, noise pollution.
Yeah, it's a good point.
If every single car...
Henry says good point.
If every single car had access to the whole DJ suite...
Yeah.
It could get complicated.
The future is now. We need variety on the roads.
I like it, Henry. I like where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's kind of following on from what Dom was saying with the sorry. It's like, could you have a whole kind of keyboard, basically, on the dash?
And the question is it your voice or is it a celebrity's voice? Who does the boo? Who does the woo?
Well, I mean, we've solved that with SatNav already, haven't we?
Yeah, you get to pick a voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you least want to be booed by, though, in the world? Who would make you feel the worst if they booed you?
What I would like is Dom from Fast and the Furious.
Ah, right. That's the boo you'd want.
No, that's who I want, the voice of my car.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. See, I'm more thinking someone who you'd feel like, oh, I can't believe I got booed by them, like Oprah. Like if Oprah booed you.
I think you like Oprah more than the average person.
Because I don't think Oprah booing me, I would be that bothered by it.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, imagine if when Queen Elizabeth II was still with us, if it was her who booed you, you'd feel a bit ashamed, like, oh, no, I meant the Queen.
Do we have enough of her voice on record?
I think we'd have a couple of boos around of Queen Elizabeth
Boo.
II.
Boo!
Yeah. That's
sounds like you're being haunted by her.
This is all fine. Well, only one person can win the million-dollar idea. Is it going to be Liv in Melbourne? Is it going to be Henry in Brisbane?
Well, one idea really lit up this idea.
Yeah.
It was ideas on ideas. Ideas squared.
That
means in Melbourne, Liv, you've won yourself a million-dollar idea. Congratulations!
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Liv, I know it's overwhelming. I won't ask you too much about how you're feeling right now because you're probably a bit in a state of shock and you'll need to call some family and friends. What are you going to do with this million-dollar idea? Are you going to quit your job tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Flip my whole life around and you'll never see me again.
Yeah. No, fair enough, too. And, Liv, when we see you on the roads, once this boo horn and the woo horn is off and running, all we ask, it is 100% your idea, but can you give Zach and I a quick woo?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, there we go, Zach, another millionaire.
Liv, right now, could we drop a woo, and that might be the one we use as the horn.
Take it away, Liv.
Woo!
There it is.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. You can't be scared, I'm a murder bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight, but then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great.
Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
You're the first thing you think about when I
see us there. I can see us dancing on the stars. I see us everywhere. Cause I think I found somebody to hold me through the night until the early morning. No, I've never ever had to be lonely. Because I found somebody to love. I found somebody to love. Yeah, I think I found somebody who knows me completely. Now I'm saying life is peachy. No, I've never ever had to be lonely. Because I found somebody to love. I found somebody to love. You're my somewhere over the rainbow. My undiscovered bangle. A priceless work of
with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Hey, Zach, when you go to a cafe, what are you really hoping that you're going to be able to find there?
A good meal.
Yep.
And good friends.
Oh, that'd be a good slogan for a chain cafe, I reckon.
Yeah.
A place for your home. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. Well, I went to a cafe the other day and I did find a good friend and a good meal, but there was something else in the experience that I really think let the whole thing down. There was some part of the experience that made it almost impossible to enjoy my time at the cafe. And I really think this should be a wake-up call to cafes all around Australia. I'll let you know what happened on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show is home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here.
It's Dua Lipa here.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Baby, you're a firework.
Tomorrow morning at 8.
Katy Perry is taking over.
Now look at me.
I've had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show.
Plus, win your exclusive access to Katy Perry's Telstra pre-game entertainment preview. You'll see her perform live before she lights up the 2024 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Oh
the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
You don't want to miss it.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping.
If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
So, have you had anything to drink?
Yeah, but only a couple. And I ate a big meal.
Okay, breathe into the device, please. One long, continuous breath.
I also drank plenty of water. And I'm a pretty big guy as well.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I'm not going to lose my license, am I? I didn't drink that much.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive. A message from the TAC.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
You know, everyone knows it takes a hell of a lot of work for anyone to climb up to be the best in the business. So I've got a lot of respect for the folks at Spinalese because they've put in that hard work. That's why they have the best pillows on offer anywhere on earth. Go with the OG and the best, Spinalese. Imitators just don't cut it. They make promises they can't deliver. Spinalese delivers on their promise of comfort and support and also give you free delivery. That's a double delivery promise from these guys at Spinalese. Order your pillow at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
G'day Australia, Buddy Franklin here. I've recently dusted off the boots, not to kick goals, but to kick carbs. Those carbs will creep up on you, and I'm looking to cut them where I can. The best part? Haan Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good is that? Haan Ultra. Zero carb, great taste. How good.
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off. Fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024, new customers only, min cost $2,844, early exit fees apply, and stand 10 unless extended. Apple Intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry, and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only KISS can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
KISS 101.1.
Number one hit music station. 101.1. This is KISS.
Just stay.
with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Feel my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself in love. Didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself in love. Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up.
Weed, Zach and Dom on Kiss. Zach, question. What are your thoughts on cafes and restaurants where you have to get your own cutlery from a cutlery station?
I don't have strong thoughts on it.
Okay.
What do you... Like, I'm trying to imagine what you're talking about. Like a buffet, I guess, and they might have...
Yeah.
I think a station of plates and knives and forks.
Or even just cafes generally that don't give you cutlery with your food. There's like a little cutlery area. A cutlery table that you have to wander over and get your knife and
fork. Well, not at a cafe. You shouldn't have to do that. There should be one as a backup.
Right, yeah, right.
Like, your first ones are delivered to you.
Right.
If you do anything, you know, you drop them or anything, you're responsible for replacing them.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. I was at a cafe. And it was one of these ones where you have to get your own cutlery. They bring the breakfast over to me. You know, my classic breakfast order, bacon, eggs, and halloumi. They bring that over with some gluten-free toast. And then I say, hey, where's the cutlery? And they say, it's over at the table to the left. I walk over to the table on the left. There's no cutlery there. And so I go up and say, hey, you're out of cutlery. And they go, oh, are we? And I go, yeah, there's none here. And they say, oh, look, the dishwasher's on. And I go, okay, do you know how long it will be? She runs back and has a look and says, it's going to be 25 minutes. And you see my problem now.
Well, did you bring any from home? Did you have any in the glove box? This might be the lesson.
I didn't have any in the glove box. But I was sitting there thinking, what am I meant to do in this scenario? Because I've got my foods here.
Yeah.
My food's not going to be good in 25 minutes.
What I would do is make a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, smart.
Ask for another piece of toast if you only have one.
Yeah, okay.
Eggs, bacon, halloumi.
Mm.
Who needs a knife and fork?
Yeah, well, that's a very... What you've done is a very caveman sort of approach.
Is it? Is that what cavemen do at cafes when they're not offered cutlery?
I just mean it's like, forget cutlery, I'll use my hands.
Yeah.
The cutlery that God gave me.
Well, you say cavemen.
Yeah.
I'd say critical thinkers.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess...
Someone solving a problem.
Probably made more sense than what I did. They had some cutlery there. So I started eating my breakfast with 2 teaspoons. It was all they had in the station was teaspoons. So I'm like cutting up the bread. kind of like I'm chipping away at it like an ice block. I've got like 2 teaspoons because it's the only cutlery they've got, mate. I've got 2 teaspoons and I'm trying to like gnaw my way through the gluten-free bread.
And now what you don't know is that is also a caveman way of thinking.
What do you mean?
But those cavemen didn't make it. That I thought that type of thinking had died out. And in certain eras it would have. And that's the problem with today's society is we're letting this type of thinking continue.
Can you stop talking about the idea that in different societies I wouldn't have made it? You believe I am a sign of the failure of survival of the fittest.
Well, you weren't going to survive medieval times, that's for sure.
It's not true. I would have done great in medieval times. Mate, I ate a breakfast with 2 teaspoons.
Yeah.
Look how adaptable I am. Oh, I'm on the fly. You can't catch me. You give me any challenge, I'll find a way to meet the challenge.
A hard day's work in the field.
I'll find a way around the challenge. My point is to say nothing could have stopped me.
Yeah, Dom would be out in the field digging a hole with a little teaspoon. Well, they're out of shovels. I didn't know what to do.
You're up, mate. We're Zach and Dom. Thank you.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother trucker. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
around Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
I want to spend my money where the days are sunny and bright. I want to find some people who don't mind no sleeping, cause I'll be up tonight. I want to live and let love fly with the birds in the sky. And I know that you ain't disagree yet, so come on, I just want to be free yet. So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me, let it float and just keep singing.
Kiss is always such a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline, at a beach, I feel so far away. But I'm really just a punchline, cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time, but my best time is always with Kiss.
I plant flowers in the city cause I want it looking pretty somehow. I'm gonna chase that feeling where I'm higher than the ceiling and my head's up in the clouds. I'm sick of high-rise living and bad vibes bringing it down. Yeah, and I know that you ain't disagreeing, so come on, take a chance to be free, yeah.
I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline, at a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline, cause I already have. But my best time is always with you. I just wanna have a good time, have a good time, have a good, good time. With you, with you. I just wanna have a good time, have a good time, have a good, good time. With you, with you.
So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me, let it float and just keep singing.
Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. There's a new story during the round, Zach, about a bride who was very mad. Her mum rocked up late to her wedding, so she pushed on and did the wedding without mum anyway.
Mum was late.
Apparently, mum had to go back to the hotel to change and come back from, you know, the morning preparations, and apparently took too long. So the bride said, screw this, mum's 20 minutes late, we're pushing on.
So mum was at the, you know, at the chapel, putting up the flowers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's not ready.
Yeah.
So she's ducked back to the hotel, taking too long. That's so risky.
Yeah.
You got to come prepared.
I agree. You can't take this risk. But I do, in one sense, and everyone's siding with the bride, I do feel, and you and I have just realized this tonight, we actually both have something in common with the mum in this instance.
Being late to a wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
I was late to my cousin's wedding. Not disastrously. I didn't miss anything.
Mm.
But I was walking in with her being the bride.
When you say with her,
like,
tell me your
slightly
version.
Well, I was in the car park and I saw their car pull up and I thought, uh-oh. I knew I was pushing it. I couldn't find a park.
Yeah.
It was like, I was 18. I thought there would be more car parks around. I didn't realize it was like an inner city chapel.
So what, you just did a quick duck in before had the music started?
No, I waved. We had like a little... Because at the time, again, I was 18. It's only on reflection that I realized...
Yes.
That wasn't kosher. Like, I kind of just gave him a little wave. Mm. I'm like, oh, hey.
And like, big day.
She smiled at me. I think she might have. Hopefully she thought it was funny. Mm. But I kind of just duck in. And, you know, you never want to be walking into the church and everyone's looking at you.
No.
Because they're all getting ready for the bride to come in.
So had the music started when you walked in?
Don't remember.
Okay.
But it was too late to get a seat. I just had to, like, stand down the back.
I can slightly one up that story because I similarly had been late to a wedding and the music had started. They went for Christina Perry's 1,000 Years. You know that one? That was the Walk Down the Aisle song. Okay. I Will Love You for 1,000 Years. So that starts playing.
And where are you?
Well, I'm running late as well.
Why? Because I couldn't find a car park. What was your excuse?
Well, I went through the KFC drive-thru on the way to the wedding. I was finishing an original Philip burger in the car.
But of course, you're just sitting in the car eating KFC.
This is a little while ago, probably 8-9 years ago. So I had this, I had the KFC in the car, and then I noticed that there were people milling around in the car park, and I noticed they'd all gone. And I thought, hang on, what's everyone going inside for? I assumed on the invitation it said a 2 p.m. wedding. I thought that was like, get there at 2.
Oh my goodness,
we'll probably start
Dom.
At 2:30 or something like that.
No, you know? Then you got to be very prompt.
I didn't know it was like, this is when the thing's actually kicking off. So I quickly, you know, napkin my mouth, get the curdles, 11 secret herbs and spices.
Maybe take
off.
A few chips for the road.
And I ran up to the door, and all the bridesmaids and the bride are sort of lined up. The doors are shut, and they're lined up ready to go. And I look at them, I'm like, what do I do here? Do I just... And anyway, they were like, I think the mother of the bride was there, and she's like, tries to usher me in. But I can hear the 1,000 Years is playing in the church. They open the doors. Everyone turns to look.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's me, oily-fingered Dom.
Licking your fingers.
As 1,000 Years plays. Yeah. And I sort of didn't know, what do you mean to do in that scenario?
You turn to him and you say, did someone say KFC? Because I think you've just written their new ad.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
I think they're so comfortable with each other.
They have a very special relationship.
Cole, you got a really good nose.
Thank you.
Your eyes are a bit close set and beady, but your nose is excellent.
What do you mean close set? Better than being so separated, you look like you're a lizard.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle's so funny.
It's very good. Good back and forth.
Welcome to Melbourne, Kyle and Jackie O. It's great to have you here.
Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Kiss. TV's warmed up. Footy colours are on. Now complete the picture with your favourite wine, spirits or beers from IGA Liquor. Add a drop to your footy shop at IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024, new customers only, min cost $2,844, early exit fees apply, ends 10-10 unless extended, Apple Intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong, open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Take me now. Take me now. sexyland.com.au.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
I don't think dying is the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market, and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say Menulog?
At Snapple, you can shop for all the big-ticket items you want, like mobiles, laptops, Xbox, appliances, and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Which means you can keep your cash in your pocket for living life. To get what you want when you want it, just Snapple it. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments.
TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing, Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great. So